Mike Payone is the Vice President of Government Affairs with the Joliet Region Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and he joins us this morning live on the Turk Furniture Studio Line. Mike, the Joliet Region Chamber of Commerce wrote a letter to the governor's office. This was, what, about 2.5 weeks ago?
Yes, Scott. It was actually about, it'll be 2 weeks tomorrow, I believe. It was the day, I think it was in receipt the day after the new mitigation efforts took place.
Gotcha. Okay, so not even 2 weeks. You write a letter to Springfield, and basically you are asking for what? For Will County to stay open and businesses to stay open?
Well, yeah, what we were asking for was consideration for what had happened down in Region 4, that Metro East area outside of St. Louis down in southern Illinois. You know, we felt it was unfair that our region jumped to more extreme measures down there. They were able, bars and restaurants were able to have the lesser of 25 patrons or 25% of capacity. And we kind of jumped over that step and went straight to no indoor patrons at all. So we were asking for reversal on that to at least put it back to that. We finally got a response a couple of days ago. And that's not going to happen as of right now.
Right. Absolutely not. Well, the numbers are getting better. We're down to 7.4. We're down nearly a whole point and a half from the high water mark of 8.8. But what I wanted to share with the WJOL listeners, Mike shared this with me yesterday, and I was quite taken aback, if you will, about how the positivity rate is calculated. Not to bore people, especially early this morning, but Mike, I think it does expose a little bit of a greater problem, is how some regions and maybe everyone across the country doing this same type of thing. But explain your findings and how you went down this road in the first place.
Sure. So, you know, as we had sent the letter off and, you know, started to look at the data and what it would take to get under that 6.5% mark to kind of roll things back and not go into other further mitigation efforts, really started asking the question, where is this 8%, 8.6%, 9% figure coming from? And finally, after really digging in and really keeping at IDPH with questions, we got some answers. Now, this is all, well, not all of it, but half of it is information that anybody can find on IDPH website, dph.illinois.gov, and then also the Will County Health Department has information, and they give some info on their main pages, but if you dig in a little bit further, some daily numbers, test positives, and overall test counts are on a GIS website that the county has. So long story short, we dug in, started a spreadsheet, taking the rolling 7-day averages, and they just weren't computing to what the state was saying. With these rolling 7-day averages, the positivity rate never went over 7%. So we're thinking, okay, well, how 2% difference is huge. So we started asking questions. There was the belief that maybe there was a mistake, maybe that they were taking. So in Illinois for years, I believe close to 10 plus years, there's been a EMS Region 7, which includes all of Will County, Kankakee County, all of Grundy, half of Kendall, and a part of Southern Cook County that all of the hospitals are part of. So we thought maybe there was a mistake. Maybe they, you know, took data from this EMS Region 7. So we started asking that question. They said, no, that's a mistake. These are true Will County, Kankakee, and the county numbers. What we finally found out was that there is two sets of data being used. There's the test positive data, and there's the case data. So what they're using for, if you go on the IDPH website and you look at, you may have heard, they're looking at cases per 100,000. So looking at a county, seeing how many people, you know, are walking around per 100,000. And with that, our data and our numbers match up. So if you look at time period that's on their website from the 23rd of August through the 29th of August, you'll see that in Will County, they tested a little 10,000, almost 700 cases. So that comes out to 6.6%.
Okay, when you say cases, that means people, actual people that have tested positive.
Right, yeah. So that's a good thing to make sure everybody understands. Cases is if somebody tests positive, they are now a case.
Yes, okay.
That person, though, then, let's say you work for an employer. I use Major League Baseball as a good example because I think that's something we hear about a lot, that I think for a while they were making sure that anybody that tested positive had to test negative twice to be able to resume play.
Right.
So maybe your employer says, hey, before you come back to work, I've got to see a negative test. So a person could, quote unquote, test out, go take possibly 2 to 3 tests over a 10, 14 day period to try to get their negative. So that drives up the positive test counts. So the two sets of data being kept are positive cases and positive test counts. The positive case count is being used to determine this 99 per 100,000 population. That's all out there for the public to view. What's not out there are the numbers that are being used to count the positivity. Now, that's that 6.5 and that 8% rate that they're using to determine the mitigation efforts. And finally, after going back and forth with some emails with EPH, we finally got the set of data that shows that you know, close to 9%. So,
Mike, that doesn't make any sense to put the same person testing positive one time, a second time, and a third time, maybe even a fourth time, to put that into the positivity rate. It doesn't make any sense at all because not any more people are positive, just the test from that same person is positive. That makes no sense at all.
It is, right? And there's some more things that popped up question-wise. So we look at the data. So, you know, between the two charts, you pull one day out. I'm looking at it right now. August 20th is a date to pull out. It shows that positive cases was 143. Positive test is 234. So we understand the difference of between that 143 and that 234.
Wow.
What the question is the overall number of tests that they show in their case data is 1,915. The overall number of tests that they show in the positive test data is 2,520. So the question becomes, why are there two different number of tests? In my simple math mind, the number of total tests taken should be the same, but your only difference would be on positive cases versus positive tests. So that's a question that comes up. Another question that, you know, that we have is, you know, we hear about the saliva test at U of I, and have saw at the end of last week there was, I think, 800 positives at U of I, 1,200 at ISU. I haven't had it 100% confirmed yet, but it's our belief that if you list your address as, say, here in Joliet, and you're attending school there, those positives come back to your home county. The other thing, too, going back to those, you know, multiple positive tests is, again, other places. So we've heard, and again, I haven't gotten this 100% confirmed yet, but a couple places, like assisted living or nursing homes, if they have a positive resident, I've heard that some of them are testing upwards of every other day or every 2 days to see if that person has become negative.
That shoots the positivity rate up and it skews the numbers. It doesn't make, real quick, before we let you go, when you told IDPH that you found this, what was their response?
Well, initially, that we, you know, they kind of sat on it for a while to make sure that, you know, everything was adding up, and finally they released this spreadsheet that did have the other data. And for the time being, I'm still waiting. Late last night, I got a message from the governor's office saying that IDPH is still in the process of putting together a letter to address these concerns. I was originally told that on Friday and then Saturday, hadn't received anything. So late last night, they said it should be coming again. So I'm hoping that letter comes today, but Mike,
What do you think it's going to say? You're going to say that they messed up, that the numbers weren't accurate before we let you go?
You know what? I don't know that they were going to say the numbers are inaccurate. I don't think we have the belief that the numbers are inaccurate. I think, you know, most likely, you know, we'll give them benefit out that it is accurate. But what is not accurate is how it's been displayed in the transparency of what numbers are being used to determine what. And if anything, on that side, our hope is that they'll say that, like as you reported just now, the numbers are coming down. We're not down to 6.5%. We would argue that we have been right at 6.5 the whole time. We never went over that 8.